Common Cause board member Terry Taylor says even though county officials acknowledged annual payments of more than $17 million with interest over 30 years, they did not use that total in their official communications. Inside Taylor says county officials have repeatedly used a $300 million figure. With interest, maintenance costs, and other expenses, Taylor says Cobb taxpayers will actually be on the hook for at least twice that amount.
Usually in stadium transactions or stadium deals, you always get a lower number than what the outflow actually is. I think when what we're concerned with in Common Cause is, what do people hear? Do they hear $300 million or do they hear $600 million? It's not an accident that you hear the smaller number.
But Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee says the county has always been up front.
I think I was very fair and transparent to speak in project numbers that are reflective of what the community is most familiar with talking about when we talk about a new deal. We were also very clear when we said there would be annual costs associated with it and how that annual cost would be paid. When you talk about the total cost of a project, you talk about the cost at the time when you're building it.
In November, WABE reported with interest, Cobb taxpayers are expected to pay at least $537 million over 30 years. Common Cause says it's not for or against the use of public financing for stadiums. Before the initial Brave Stadium agreement, the group called for a referendum. Cobb County commissioners chose not to put the issue on the ballot. Instead, commissioners approved the agreement about 2 weeks from when it was first announced publicly. Since that time, a commission critic and failed commission chairman candidate has filed ethics complaints against Lee and three other Cobb County commissioners, claiming they violated their oaths of office when approving the deal. Lee says the charges are baseless, and he believes they will be dismissed. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.